This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Ready or not, it's time to start our broadcast week in healing like no place else in media. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don making it sound good. We got John on the board. And I've been, you know, it's one of those days where you're like, I've done more than, you know, you've done before you've even woken up, right? You feel like I got a jump start on the week, jump start on the day. I do know what we're going to do on the radio show today, so I feel very prepared, but I don't want to get overconfident, don't want to get cocky, because that's when stuff happens, Super D. And just, you know, I'm glad to be here bringing the message of health freedom and healing liberty once again. And before we launch into our first subject, and of course it'll relate to vaccine mandates, vaccine exemptions, because that's all the rage in the mainstream media, I just saw a picture pop up on my news feed from 10 years ago. And it just dawned on me 10 years ago, around this time, my father, translator, passed away from this physical life all those years ago. And, you know, obviously those memories flood back and you think about that in terms of anniversaries of passing of loved ones. But the picture was interesting. Intriguing for another reason. It was a picture of my best friend from all the way back in fourth grade, my wife and my daughter, Ari, who was, she, what, 10 years ago, she was like 3 years old. And she had chicken pox at the funeral. And I'm thinking, you know, how interesting 10 years ago it was to have a child that actually had chicken pox. And back then, you know, to talk about these issues that we talk about in social media, nobody was talking about banning discussion of chicken pox or measles or anti-vaccine or ex-vaccine discussion. I mean, it was like people shared all kinds of stuff. There was no controversy. Oh, my gosh, look, that little girl had chicken pox. We should quarantine the whole Robert Scott Bell Show. We shouldn't let that out. You know, and that's what intrigued me. Yeah, obviously, you know, the flooding and the memories of losing your father. But, you know, here we are alive 10 years later. And now, you know, how outrageous it would be that your child actually has one of those childhood eruptive diseases, rites of passage. And you know, we got, the moment we heard somebody else had chicken pox, we got our kids over to get them. And it just happened to be at inconvenient timing in terms of my father passing
how
away.
How dare you?
Yeah, I know. And we were out there. Right. Nobody freaked out. As far as I know, nobody got the shingles from exposure to my daughter at that time. And, you know, there were a lot of older folks that were there at the funeral, at the memorial service. Again, you know, the state of hysteria over chicken pox, over measles today, even 10 years ago, wasn't like this. What has happened? Have we become so much weaker, so much more filled with fear as a people, that we would fall prey to the mainstream medical media government propaganda that you are a danger to your health and others simply because you don't agree with suppressing the expression of a normally occurring childhood infection that, in fact, throughout history was known to create a stronger child into a stronger adult? and we've lost our so-called collective minds. Of course, we'll regain them one by one as individuals, and I hope that you're tuning in, and all of y'all that are new to the show are tuning in to regain your sanity regarding immune system function, childhood infections, and of course the recognition that chronic disease is not a good trade. Chronic degradation diseases, cancer, neurological degradation diseases, autoimmune diseases, that's not a good trade. Compared to those who on the medical minion side of things would say, oh my gosh, I mean, you know, your child could have died of chickenpox. Really? How often does that happen? Much less measles. And so I think of this subject and I still scratch my head, and I'm doing it right now going, wow, we are really dumbed down medically, immunologically, and it was done on purpose, by design. All right, Super Don, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, my friend. Thanks for prepping it for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, you know, like you said, vaccines, man, I mean, that's just, that's all you see in the news now. And you're right, you know, look, over the last few years, it's ramped up, hasn't it? I mean, it's just gotten worse, yeah. And they keep trying, they keep pushing, and this angle, that angle. And tonight, today, this morning, yeah. Wherever you're listening, whenever it is, we get to go to the neighbor to my north, where there's some stuff going on up there, up in Washington, where they're trying to ramp down the parents' ability to be able to exercise their right to philosophically or personally object to mandatory vaccination.
Yeah, and it's not new. This has been going on since the first Jenner mandatory homicide, in a sense. In some cases, you know, children lost their limbs, adults lost their limbs with sepsis due to the cowpox vaccine of Jenner. And so ever since then, there's been an aware subpopulation, a conscious subpopulation, that vaccines aren't manna from heaven. That they you know, although, you know, we could argue that if you want to do that, am I using the power or force of government to prohibit you from doing that? I mean, I've got a poster behind me that says outlaw vaccines. Why? I mean, Sally L. Cordy sent it to me, and I'm like, I agree. I mean, I'm always trying to soft pedal, but I'm sensitive to people that they would like overreact to some statement. Like that woman overreacted to our discussion of myasthenia gravis last week with Chris Barr. And maybe we'll get to that. But I can't control your reaction to this at a certain point. And I recognize that based on what we have found and what has been validated each and every day, each and every week, each and every month, each and every year, it's only strengthened my resolve to show and communicate to you that the vaccine industrial complex and those sycophants who follow it like it's a cult or a religion are not in their right mind. And the people who are questioning vaccination, at the very least, are starting to open their minds to recognize that injecting toxic substances, aborted fetal tissue, animal DNA, RNA, we've got things you wouldn't put in a baby's bottle in terms of heavy metals, preservatives, antibiotics. I mean, there's just a bizarre concoction that makes a witch's brew look, you know, tame by comparison. And so as we continue now, we're hearing calls for censorship every day in social media. I don't think the general population cares to call for censorship, but you know, that is an admission of guilt, if there ever was one, that what you're doing is wrong. If you have to shut any dissent down by stopping the communication of that information. Oh, but it's dangerous. Really? It's dangerous to question what's in a vaccine? It's dangerous to question what happens after a vaccine is given, whether it's the death of a child or autism or anything in between, or if it apparently is nothing but we see children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder or other neurological issues, developmental delays. I mean, all of these things seemingly connected close enough that you'd ask the question if you're at least a little bit curious about life, about what goes into your child. And the authorities don't want you to ask even the simplest of questions. Washington State, even after the committee heard testimony from Dr. Tony Bark, a physician, RFK Jr., and Dell Bigtree. No, Dell wasn't there. It was Brian Hooker. Dell was at another state thing. But no, Brian Hooker, PhD, dad of a vaccine-injured child. We talked about this with Brian on Friday's show. They passed the bill out to the main, I guess, legislature there in Washington to end personal and philosophical exemptions and perhaps even religious exemptions. Super Don, is that included in what they're trying to ban there in Washington State, or is it just philosophical?
It's philosophical. Well, in the wording that I saw, it was philosophical and personal. So, yes, the bill as it is proposed to the Senate would ban personal or philosophical exemptions for all school-required vaccines, not just the MMR.
Okay. And here we go. There's the anti-vaccination movement. Dude, this is so... And we're going to get into this with Michelle Cotterman, that this is not new. You should hear some of the stories of horrific stories of attacks on people who question vaccines, even on religious grounds. Even on religious grounds. Even if you think somebody's out of their mind regarding the medical validity of vaccinations. And you know, we would argue against that. But from a religious standpoint, aborted fetal cells, taking foreign animal proteins and injecting them into children, there's a lot to be concerned about at the very least. And in this case, it looks like personal, philosophical, religious exemptions may still exist there. But I want to remind you folks that the Supreme Court has already ruled on religious beliefs. They are not dependent upon your membership in a church, synagogue, or mosque, or temple, or anything like that. They are independent. They are yours. Recognize, and if somebody tries to violate your beliefs, because they say, hey, I know that church you're going to, I know that synagogue you go to, and I know everybody else is getting their kids vaccinated, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. You got to stand strong on that. Recognize your beliefs are personal, whether they're trying to exempt you from being able to actually say, I don't want vaccines for my children based on those personal beliefs, then they're religious. The National Vaccine Information, NVIC, they have put out a list of all of the state-level proposals about vaccine exemptions. Not all of them are to eliminate exemptions. Some are to protect the exemptions. The reality, as we've talked about, Democrats, by and large, almost lock, stock, and barrel on board with removing exemptions, your freedom to say no to a dangerous experimental injection into your children. There are some exceptions, and we've covered some. In fact, on Friday's show with Brian Hooker, there was a Republican involved in one of them. But the ownership and control of your children's body on the line here, do you believe that your children are gifts of a creator? And is that creator far superior and far beyond that of government? Or do you believe and perceive that government grants you your rights? And if so, they are ready to take them away in every state of the union of the nation if you let them. We'll talk more about that with Michelle Cotterman next hour and EMF coming up next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Okay, we're back at it, and I'm really warming up. And I had mentioned this on the break. I'll just mention it here again. My wife said, hey, there were some people concerned about my daughter who had chickenpox at the time of my dad's funeral 10 years ago. And I didn't remember that because I'm here delivering a eulogy, talking about my dad. I'm not thinking about people that are freaking out, including some family members, about it. But no one got shingles or the chickenpox. Nobody died. There were some old people there. Nobody died. Nobody got... So, again, I guess there was some level of panic, but not to the degree we're seeing the frenzy in the media about chickenpox and measles today. All right. We got a new study out on radiation from smartphones as it relates to teenagers in particular. And this is talking about memory, impaired memory in teenagers. Now, there are a lot of things that I'm concerned about in teenagers, and I'm not going to say memory is not one of them, but it's probably the least of my concerns relative to the harmful EM field disruption that cell phones will pose. And, you know, heating up of neurological brain tissue, the risk for cancers and things. So they're saying that in this study, Swiss Tropical and Public Health Institute says that radio frequency, RF, EM fields, electromagnetic fields, may negatively affect an adolescent's brain from cell phone exposure. And, you know, this is why, you know, holding it away from you, put it on speaker, or even having a wired headphone, I'm not into Bluetooth, anything that reduces that harmful ability of the direct wavelengths penetrating through the skin into sensitive cells, tissue, brain, neurological tissue. Of course, kids typically more vulnerable than adults, but it's not good for any of us to do that. Now, you know, I've been utilizing the safe sleeve. I still don't, as a habit, hold the phone up to my ear like I'm showing you now if you're watching on YouTube, but it can minimize some of that. It's still not optimal. the ideal in such a circumstance would be to flood your environment with electrons, like we've talked about with Hagen-Tiers and Paul Barrettero, the key technology, QI technology. And I'll get into that in a little bit, just a little bit more. In fact, I did, Super Don, I had my buddy Richard Pearl call me on Saturday, yesterday, and he said, hey, can you come on the show today? And thankfully it wasn't, I need you to host my show, it's 3 minutes till showtime. It wasn't like that. He gave me an hour, and he said, hey, can you come on? I really want to talk about this 5G stuff. It's got me really frightened. You know, and we've talked about the key technology as well. And he's like, dude, I need that. I need that for my store. I need that for my home. And I think this is one of those things that when you're looking for validatable, reproducible science, the flooding of your environment with electrons, we know that that provides a level of protection that is significant because of these EM fields, the millimeter waves, etc., interacting with these electrons that settle on us, and that can prevent some of the harm. This is not, for me, a carte blanche, go ahead and now use your phone, you know, and don't, it just, that's just not what I would say. But it's sort of like, you know, people, I'm not going to go there. That's too controversial. I'm just thinking about some STIs and how they try to reference these things about playing Russian roulette. But the idea is here just because, you know, it's like they say that, all right, I'll say it. You know, the whole idea of the HPV vaccine. Oh, we don't want the HPV vaccine because it will encourage promiscuity.
Right.
Like, we don't want EMF protection because it will encourage people to do dangerous things with their phones. So you see what I'm saying? The HPV vaccine is a scam, so I'll leave that aside. Mm. But the memory thing, they admitted that even though it was a pretty decent study as far as the numbers of kids, 700 public schools, it was a pretty big study. They can't rule out other factors like, normal memory development that occurs in terms of puberty, changes, things like that. And you know, I just think that of all the things that you're concerned about with the cell phone use, temporary memory loss is not the biggest thing on my list. Again, I'm more concerned about permanent neurological damage or permanent damage to cells resulting in what? Cancers, local cancers where you're holding the phone constantly. They did say it was a right-sided phenomenon and more people hold their phones on the right ear. So I'm not disputing the study altogether, but I will say please go to robertswater.com. And when you go there, you'll see all the things that we use, the echo technology, the synergy science stuff for molecular hydrogen, which is also awesome to really trigger the full activation of all of your minerals, including selenium. But more importantly, or equally importantly, the technology to protect you, whether it's the key shield that you can take with you everywhere in your car, in your office, whether it's the key me, which is more of a personal device, or the key home shield. Right, which we have here. I want you to seriously take a look at this. Ask questions. We're going to be doing more shows, and we'll give you a heads up on a webinar that you can participate in coming up in hopefully just a couple of weeks from now. But sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The
TSA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
GOP Senator Lindsey Graham tells CBS's Face the Nation he'll hold hearings into an apparent discussion within the Department of Justice following the firing of FBI Director James Comey in 2017 about using the 25th Amendment to remove the president from office. Graham also tells CBS he supports the president's decision to declare a national emergency to get funding for a border wall.
Unfortunately, when it comes to Trump, the Congress is locked down and will not give him what we've given past presidents. So unfortunately, he's got to do it on his own, and I support his decision.
Democratic Congressman Audrey Carson on CNN with some harsh words for the president.
He might as well build a 20-foot statue of himself at the end of this border wall, because this is purely a vanity project.
In Haiti, widespread demonstrations continue despite promises from their president of new measures to control inflation and allegations of corruption. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Scott Bell Show. If you ever miss a show, you got lots of opportunities. We've got archives going back years, thousands of shows, including most immediately right after the show on GCN, GCNLive.com, or home in broadcast radio syndication. Later up on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio tape delayed by a couple of days. Then, of course, we got the YouTube stream, simulcasting as we can, and some of these episodes end up at Brighteon. That's Mike Adams, the Health Rangers site, to prevent, should there be massive censorship in as they're being called for on many of these issues that are near and dear to your hearts and my heart.
So we'll continue on with this. Michelle Cotterman's going to join us, nurse extraordinaire. She's super smart, and we're going to be talking about the history of exemptions. Also, an update on Ethan, and you know, we had his mother on last week. That was interesting, wasn't it, Super D? I thought that was a good interview. But Ethan Lindeberg,
one of our more popular YouTube videos as well. Oh. We've hit over, I think, 1,000 views on that so far.
Wow. Yeah, given the perspective, and again, we listen. The C word, they call conspiracy. It's like there was a lot of talk of are these people for real? Is this, you know, fake? The people are real. The advantage that was taken of them by Ethan's reach out to Reddit, and there are people that scour the web for opportunities. Never let a good crisis go to waste to promote this agenda of discord between parents and kids on the vaccine issue. It's, to me, it's horrific. It's irresponsible. But now Ethan's been invited to speak at the AAP Ohio meeting. We're going to talk about that.
Among other things, yeah. Among other things, I mean, it was funny because when I was looking at the reaction that was going on online and in the media over Ethan Lindeberger,
yeah,
and I got this impression. I told you this very early on. Before, I think before anybody else caught on to it, I said, you know, he kind of is coming across as like the David Hogg of vaccines now. Remember, David Hogg was the
media,
you know, the guy that
was on him. He was loving it. Right?
Oh yeah, and he was on every outlet and everything, and marches and celebrity, you know, appearances and stuff. And it seems like that's the direction that Ethan has chosen to take.
Yeah. Well, we'll be talking about it next hour and probably more than that. But y'all keep listening. Go to robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. In fact, we've got some Plus CBD oil we're going to be giving away. Some Cafe Mocha, my favorite flavor. This is mint. I like them both, actually. But I've got some Cafe Mocha that we'll be giving away. But you have to be signed up for email alerts because that's how you're going to learn about what you need to do to qualify to win a bottle. And Super Don says they're about retailed at $65 full price. So that's kind of nice. So we'll pay attention to that. We're working on that behind the scenes. And in the meantime, of course, we've got a couple of these to go.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, first question of the day, actually of the whole week, is coming from Rosalind. She says, hi, would like to know if there are any healing reactions when healing the gut with the silver. In parentheses, she says, would be adding organic aloe vera and good probiotics combo as well. So it's the silver aloe protocol, basically. And are there any contraindications with pharma or meds of any kind? Thinking of doing the silver aloe combo for 2 months and then using the colostrum 6 for a few months after, dealing with many, many chronic health issues originating from leaky gut. All right, Rosalind. So your questions are good, and from time to time we visit this because I feel it's as important as anything that I do here on the show is to provide the pathways out of the mess called leaky gut or anything related to that. And that is nothing complicated because you have leaky hands if you have a cut on your hand, right? That's a leaky hand. Now, the blood will dry and coagulate if you're basically healthy. You don't have hemophilia. You know, you're going to recover. The body knows what to do. It will regrow fibers and skin. I mean, that happens without you even thinking about it. Now, depending on how severe it is, will determine whether there may be a scar that forms there, that you'll have a permanent mark. The good news with silver is that if you use the silver topically locally throughout the healing process, you're less likely, in fact, you're likely not to have any scarring at all, even in a severe wound that would normally leave a mark. Now, the challenge for us is to get that silver into the what's known as the point of foci, the area in need. Where is the area in need? Well, in leaky gut, it's in the gut. You can't pour silver on your belly and expect that it's going to go through all of those layers of you know, visceral tissue. I mean, it's not getting there that way. We've got to drive it through the alimentary canal, okay? From your mouth, all the way down through your esophagus, past your stomach, into your small intestine, large intestine, ultimately colon. How do we do that? That's the aloe vera trick. It's kind of trick, right? What is aloe vera? Great botanical. God gift for all of us. And I like the organic aloe, or the quality may not be certified organic, but it's grown without pesticides or any of that garbage. And then it's fresh frozen. You don't add any additives or preservatives or stabilizers. And you thaw it out as needed. That's what I get from our friends at Stockton Aloe One, Aloe One, A-L-O-E-1.com. and, you know, they'll ship it to you fresh frozen. Now, adding the silver in the aloe provides the aloe transit past the stomach, so you have bioactive silver, you know, utilized throughout the gastrointestinal tract. And what does it do out here? It downregulates tissue inflammation for wounds. In there, same thing. It upregulates regeneration of healthy new tissue internally. And, of course, if there is a dysbiotic or dysbiotic microorganisms, pathogens as they call them, bacteria, fungal species, it doesn't matter. It neutralizes them on contact and helps restore the integrity of the terrain. Think about the devastation that takes place from antibiotics. Not just microbiome devastation, but wiping out the villi, the home for the microbiome. The forest is turned into a desert. And at that point now, you put probiotics in there, they just go right through. There's no home for the probiotics. So we are restoring integrity. Now, question is, will we do this, what, a half an ounce to an ounce, silver and aloe, three times a day, probiotic replenishment at night? That's the basic, simple protocol. But what about big pharma? What about drugs? What about contraindications? There really are none. There really are none. None that we know of. Why? Because we're promoting healing. Now, I will say this. If somebody is on a sulfonamide antibiotic, those are high sulfur-containing antibiotic drugs. Lots of sulfur. Bring on the sulfur. Sulfur and silver have a very strong affinity for one another. And the sulfur will bind the silver faster in many cases than it could have benefit for you. Now, is that a contraindication to danger? No, it's a contraindication to wasting the silver. But not dangerous. In terms of, oh, I'm on a sulfonamide, ooh, it's going to kill me if I put silver in me too. No, it's just going to waste the silver. So that's about it. Oh, and if you're eating a lot of, if you take a lot of garlic supplements, don't take them at the same moment. Same scenario. A lot of sulfur binding with silver before it has bioactivity for you. So hopefully that's helpful. You can, by the way, do colostrum while you're on the protocol. You don't have to wait. In the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, that chapter on it talks about different adjuncts. We've talked about silicon. Silica, the key mineral for connective tissue regeneration, very important. There's so much to this. There are homeopathic remedies, or now the echo water with the molecular hydrogen and frequencies you'll be able to generate that will give you the benefits of the energy needed to accelerate the recovery. So if you want to wait to use the colostrum, that's fine, but you don't have to. Hopefully that's helpful to you, Rosalind. We do have another question of the day. This is from Taina. T-A-I-N-A. Superdon, how would you pronounce her name? I'm guessing it's a girl. Taina?
Let's just go with T. T for sure.
All right, T. I saw your video on YouTube about Sovereign Silver. That prompted me to research more information about colloidal silver, although I purchased a small bottle of it at the local health food store. I wonder, what is the difference between colloidal and ionic silver? I read online that colloidal silver is supposed to be brownish color and that ionic silver is clear like water and that ionic silver should be avoided. So which one is Sovereign Silver and which kind is best to use, colloidal or ionic? This is so much garbage. This is a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. Go back to my discussions and interviews with Dr. Rob McCuspey. He's a research technology guy, worked at NIST at the governmental level, talking about the bioactive form of silver. What is it? It's the ion. The silver ion, Ag+, carries an electrical charge. Now, they call that ionic silver, but bioactive silver hydrosol has the ions primarily in pharmaceutical-grade purified water, nothing else. Small percentage of nanoclusters that serve as additional reservoir for these ion activity. Because neutral particulate silver, like that argument, oh, it's got to be colored, you got to see it, it's got to be yellowish or brownish, means that the clumps of silver are so large that their bioactivity has dropped significantly with very little ion activity. So you're wasting the vast majority of the total silver content, even if it could be more total silver than the bioactive silver hydrosol you mentioned at 10 ppm. So if you can see a color in your colloidal silver product, it is less bioactive. By the fact that it can reflect light that your eye can detect. Whereas if you go down to a certain level, it no longer detects that light, or the reflection cannot be in a wavelength you can detect. Then you're dealing with silver that has bioactivity. So go back and listen to some of the archives, particularly with Dr. Rob McCuspey. Now with that, we do have another a call that came in. Let's go to that real quick.
Kathy, and I'm calling from Maryland. I would like to know if you've ever treated a person with a Pseudomonas infection. I have a Pseudomonas infection in my eyelid. I went to Johns Hopkins Hospital for 4 days last August. I had an abscess drained. I had a small procedure to cut a very slim part of my upper left eyelid out. and it's still itchy, and the pathology report came back that I have a Pseudomonas infection from the Johns Hopkins lab. I want to know if you have ever helped anybody with this, if you could help me. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Kathy, thank you for that question. It's the simplest question to answer, yes. And it, since we're on the topic of silver, it is the most devastating substance in terms of its bioactivity to neutralize any infectious organism. Bacterial, it doesn't matter. Resistance to antibiotics, doesn't matter. Pseudomonas, very vulnerable. Local application, you've got to deliver it. You take it orally, you're going to get systemic immune benefit, but if it's in the eye, you've got to deliver it in and around and on the eye and repeatedly to outpace the reproductive cycle of the Pseudomonas. There's no defense against the silver, the active state. Now, manufacturers of silver, if they make that claim, they're in trouble because FDA says, oh, now it's an unapproved new drug. As long as you don't say it, it can still do it. But the moment you say it, now you can't say it. It's like freedom of speech in America. Where is it? Not when it comes to health and healing by mechanisms and means unapproved by the Fear and Death Administration involving petrochemical toxic medicines, chemotherapeutic agents known as antibiotics. They can say whatever they want. But you've got a silver, a substance that God created that we've released in a bioactive form. Don't tell anybody what it does. Well, you can say it's a structure function, but not in terms of a disease process intervention. So soak that eye, repeat the sprays, the drops. That's what I would do. That's what I have done for all of these things for many years, including in my children. And we have never once had to resort to an antibiotic agent. How about that? Isn't that good? I think it's good. I don't need your applause. That's okay. Hold your applause. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back with another organic study related to pesticides. Someone who's disputing that study. We're going to talk about it after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, we got Michelle Cotterman coming up next hour, health freedom advocate from Ohio, nurse, and she's doing amazing, amazing work for health freedom there and elsewhere. And we're going to be talking about the move to suppress the free flow of information on vaccines, the move to suppress your freedom to say no to vaccines. Again, you could be for vaccines, and I could still be friends with you. That's okay. But if you're going to use the power and force of government to force me or my family or family members to do it, that's where we draw the line. Now, as I've talked about vaccines and the mandatory aspect of them, it's a supreme, fundamental violation of individual liberty, self-determination. But we'll get into that next hour. First, we got to cover a dunderhead from where is this from? Studyfinds.org. Is this it? Yeah, no, that's the radiation one. Where's the one we're about to cover, Super D? Help me out here.
How about Forbes?
Oh, it was a Forbes article. Yeah.
Yes.
But it's not Bruce Lee that's doing this one.
Bruce Lee did not do this one. This is a new person. This is the author is a contributing writer by the name of Jenny Splitter.
Jenny Splitter.
I think is appropriate because she's splitting hairs in a big way.
Oh, is she? Okay. I see it now.
This article, yeah.
She headline reads, "That new organic study doesn't really show lower pesticide levels." Oh, really? It doesn't? Yeah, I think we covered this before, yeah. Right? And this is published February 12th in the journal Environmental Research. The authors of the study tested pesticide levels in the urine of 16 participants. Yeah, we talked about that.
We covered this. We did
within
cover
a week,
this, yeah.
Like, the pesticide levels coming out were like almost undetectable.
Yeah.
Just going organic. But this Splitter gal, Jenny Splitter, has taken issue with this because the study didn't take into consideration pesticides used by organic farmers.
Ah, I see.
Like what, Jenny?
Well,
what would be the reason to analyze that? I mean, this is a study about synthetic agriculture, synthetic pesticides, and which organic pesticides are you concerned about? And which ones have the organic movement raised issue with to say, we don't want this in organic agriculture? I think by definition we're dealing with, I'd say, cats and dogs, apples and oranges, but something's not, you know, she's trying to split something that doesn't exist here.
She's taking issue with the fact that they said pesticides, right? Well, you didn't indicate what kind of pesticides. Well, here's at least my understanding, that when people switch over to eating organic, it's because they're wanting to get away from conventional synthetic pesticides, right? I mean, that's kind of, you know, aside from the fact that, you know, it tastes better, I mean, because it does, that's why they're eating that way, because they want it to be clean, right? Mm-hmm. That's the whole idea behind organic food. So why would they worry about organic pesticides? Because the way I understand it, when you farm organic, you're restricted, right,
sure,
to using what's considered a natural pesticide or a fertilizer, something that is not synthetic.
Yeah, here's an example for memory. Omri lists organic orange TKO. Remember? Orange TKO. Delimonene from the orange peel. And it is certified for use as a pesticide on organic agriculture because it's not toxic to humans or animals. And, you know, that's a key differentiator here. When they use synthetic pesticides, organophosphates, etc., I don't think they can argue even a little bit that it's not toxic to some degree to humans and animals. I mean, that's the point. It is toxic, and it rides up the food chain. So if you want to go organic, you know, you're not concerned about what they're using in certified organic agriculture if it's been determined to be safe. I mean, I know there's some level of disagreement with certain things that are allowing, which is why going beyond, you know, the organic standards, some farmers do, and they don't get certified organic, but if you know them personally and their practices, it could be even cleaner than certified organic here in the United States, anyway. But the level of pesticides in urine, remember there was a study out of Sweden in 2015 we talked about as well, and but she's this splitter gal, she's saying, well, it's because the people who avoid conventionally grown food consume lower levels of synthetic pesticides. Well, there's your moment of duh.
Duh.
I've read this article, and I just don't
It's like,
see,
what's your point?
What's your point? I don't think she has an argument, except that she's really likes synthetic pesticides and wants people to use them and eat them. Read about this, she's in the GMOs too, I think, Jenny Splitter. All right, well, we're going to move on from there. We've got a news break top of the hour, and then we've got some major medical journals not following their own rules. Is it junk science? We'll talk about it. Then Michelle Connerman after that. Power to Heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.